This program is brought to you by PersonalLifeMedia.com.
Welcome to Inside Out Weight Loss. I'm your host, Renee Stevens, and together we're accessing and adjusting the control panel of your mind-body-spirit system, bringing ease and joy to your weight loss journey and fullness to the rest of your life. A special welcome to new listeners to this show. We're delighted that you found us. I encourage you to jump right into today's episode and also go back to the beginning, starting at the prologue, where I share the Inside Out Weight Loss and Renee Method philosophy, as well as why I care so darn much about ending the weight struggle. You'll get many times more out of this program than you put in, but you must put in to get out. The way I see it, if your weight loss journey isn't easy, you've got more work to do. And Inside Out Weight Loss is here to help you. We blend cutting-edge behavior change tools with a foundation of unconditional self-acceptance to give you a whole new experience of weight loss. And there's a thriving listener-run community through the Yahoo group that's dedicated to this show. You'll find links at my blog on the right-hand side at www.personallifemedia.com/Renee. So let's prepare for today's journey, for today's evolution and transformation, by dropping inside as I share a moment of bliss, courtesy of blisstrips.com. A quiet corner of the garden waits for you. A little bench tucked behind a flowering bush presents a comfortable perch. Sit and pause for a few moments, soaking in the sights and sounds. The drone of a bee as it buzzes from flower to flower. A golden birdsong slipping through the leaves from above. Breathe in the beauty of this hidden place. Let it fill you with the reassurance of a lovely day, soon to be yours. And as you take a deep breath, sinking down into the experience of this sanctuary, this quiet garden of peace, where you can go deep to create and grow, allow your intention for this episode to bubble up from within and present itself to you, a special gift for today. Perhaps today's intention is simply to let go of another piece of the weight struggle, replacing it with freedom, confidence, joy, balance, whatever it is that you desire. I'd like to go ahead and share with you a listener question that really caught my attention. She writes, "First of all, I'd like to say thank you for being a helpful and incredibly positive part in my weight loss journey thus far." And then she goes on to say that on program 4, you asked us to imagine and personify the part of us that objects. And she says, "I thought that the thing I visualized would be something tolerable and well-meaning. It was a giant, disgusting-looking rock covered in green sludge. And as I visualized, it kept dripping its sludge all over the place. I was sitting and listening to your show, and I couldn't talk to it because of its chronic dripping. In fact, knowing that that was inside of me made me gag while I was watching your show. In my visualization, the first thing I did was throw it away. It was disgusting, and why wouldn't I throw it away? But then, in Inside Out Weight Loss number 5, you said I shouldn't suppress that part of me. Is it suppression if it's been discarded, if I found its true intention, which was positive, security and comfort, but told the green slime ball that it did not know what was best for me and its services were no longer needed? How should I handle this? It's such a creepy thing to hold inside of you, you know?" And I can really understand I mean, green sludge ball doesn't seem very appealing. And how terrible to imagine that we have that as part of us. And yet, the truth is that every part of us, this is going to be really obvious, is in fact part of us. And if you notice that the more that you try to get rid of something, the more that perhaps you seem to have it. So I'd like to make an important distinction here. And the distinction is between attempting to banish a part of ourselves, to get rid of it, to surgically remove it, versus allowing it to transform. Allowing it to transform. Now, this listener mentions that there is a positive intention. The true intention of this part of her was to provide her with security and comfort. And so what we say is that, yes, thank you so much for that treasure, those beautiful gifts of security and comfort that you're wanting to give me. Isn't it amazing that even though you don't look so hot, green and slimy, underneath it all, you really are beautifully and positively intentioned. The essence of you is this positive intention. And now that I know that, now that we both know and recognize that you're positively intentioned, wanting comfort and security for me, perhaps we can find new and even better ways to give that to me by uniting with this other part of me, by uniting with all of me, by using all of the resources that I have available. You see, when we go to the level of the positive intention, of the true essence of the part of us that has been standing in our way, and discover that it truly is something that we want to have even more of in the future, then the means, in other words, stopping us from being slender the way we want to be, can be transformed. And we can discover at deep subconscious levels often, sometimes at conscious levels as well, new ways of being secure and comfortable, as in this example, new ways of having these gifts while also being naturally slender. Imagine that. If you could be naturally slender and have the gifts of the part of you that's been objecting, in this case, security and comfort. If you could have more security and comfort than you ever imagined possible while being naturally slender. Now, wouldn't that be fantastic? We're moving from an either-or world. Either we are fat and secure or skinny and insecure to a both and world where we are both secure, comfortable, and slim, fit, and healthy. So we honor the green slime ball. We accept the green slime ball. After all, what better way is there to practice unconditional self-acceptance than on the part of us that we like the least, that appears the ugliest? How do we go to self-acceptance? By going to the positive intention, by looking at the true, beautiful essence of the parts of us that we like the least. I hope this is all making sense to you. I do go through in detail the guided journey to create this kind of transformation in my Sabotage Self-Sabotage guided journey available on my website, which is linked to from the blog, of course, personallifemedia.com/Renee. It is a powerful journey of transformation, especially of the parts of us that we thought that appeared to be the least likable. Last episode, as you may remember, we talked about the cycles of sleep and prioritizing self-care. And I'm wondering if you had an opportunity to make your list of values and priorities, and even to keep a time diary to see exactly where your time goes. If so, I would love to hear about it on the blog, personallifemedia.com/Renee. Any revelations? Do your priorities line up with your values and your time? Or do you make enough time for your priorities? What if, for example, You have just way too much work to get done. Maybe you're understaffed at work. There aren't enough people there to get everything done. Maybe you take on more than you can reasonably do. Maybe you have a difficult time saying no, for example, when people ask for help. Could that be you? If you don't have enough time for self-care, getting enough sleep, exercising, eating well, not having enough time is a code for saying that it's not high enough on your priority list. So whenever you find yourself saying, oh, I just don't have time, hear yourself say, it's not my top priority. It's not high enough on my priority list for me to give it the time that I do have. So let me ask you this. Do you know how to say no with a positive and confident attitude? Do you know how to give feedback to your boss if you have a boss at work? Working in corporate America, I realized that it is not the boss's job to manage your workload. All right, maybe in a few unusual jobs, maybe it used to be a boss's job to manage your workload. But when we switched in many types of jobs to giving more autonomy and responsibility to more people, no one mentioned this, but we also gave individuals the responsibility to manage their own workload. And honestly, in most jobs, the boss doesn't know how long it takes to do something, especially if the boss hasn't done it before him or herself. So often the only person who really knows how long it takes you to do something is you. So again, my question is, are you giving the feedback to your boss or your family, who may be acting as your boss, on how much you can reasonably do? Now, I'm not talking about goofing off and getting as little done as possible. I'm assuming that we all want to do the best job that we're able to do, but often bite off more than we can chew. Now, there's an interesting figure of speech, huh? As you ponder that one, it's actually time for us to take a break to support our sponsors. You're listening to Inside Out Weight Loss on Personal Life Media. And this is your host, Renee Stevens.
Hi, this is Carrie with Words to Mouth, an author interview talk show where readers meet authors beyond the printed page and win free books. Come join me each week as I speak with authors about their lives and the books they write. That's Words to Mouth at personallifemedia.com.
We're back now. Before the break, we were talking about biting off more than you can chew. What if instead you took an amount that you could easily appreciate and digest? I have a client right now who's in this situation where she has way too much work. As in many companies, there have been layoffs at her company, and she finds herself with more and more work to do. She's working long hours, she's working weekends, and exercise and self-care have been taking a back burner. So I asked her, well, what do you think is beneath this? And she said, oh, well, it's the layoffs and the economy and the increasing productivity that we're expected to produce. And so I asked her, well, what's beneath that? And after a moment or two of reflection, she said, well, maybe it's that for my entire life, I've been trying desperately to prove myself, to my boss, to prove myself to my friends, to prove to the world that I'm good enough for their attention. And the flip side of that is a desperate fear of rejection or abandonment. In other words, the thinking goes that if we can just do enough, if we can just be good enough, quick enough, fast enough, smart enough, slim enough, and rich enough while we're at it, then others will accept us. Then we will be worthy and good enough. Unfortunately, it ends up being a lot more like Sisyphus. Did you hear about Sisyphus, Greek-Roman guy who had the huge rock that he was endlessly pushing up the hill? He never, ever made it to the top. And that was his purgatory, his hell, was pushing that darn rock forever up the hill. It's kind of like that, trying to prove your worthiness. And because you're always trying to prove, you're always saying yes, 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 taking those bites that are more than you can chew. What's the end result? You know, you get run down, overweight, underrested, guilty and grumpy to boot, and you end up still not feeling good enough. That is a bummer. So I was thinking about it, and I thought, gosh, what is the opposite of that? And certainly it's something to do with feeling already good enough just for being, just for existing. And perhaps it goes beyond that, to feeling and recognizing that you are, in your essence, made of the same stuff that everyone else is made of, that we are all perfectly imperfect, fallible human beings. And if that seems like a stretch, because it will in the beginning, what if you just set your intent for it to be really easy to prove yourself? What if all you had to do to prove yourself was walk into a room and turn on your you-ness? Turn on your sparkle, your bright light. The essence of you being alive. What if you'd kept the idea you have to prove yourself, but it just became super duper easy to prove yourself? I wonder what that would be like. So if you happen to be in this category, if you happen to find yourself running around like a hamster on one of those wheels endlessly, like Sisyphus pushing that darn rock up the hill, you could sit down and answer some questions for yourself. Questions like, who are you proving this to? Who is the judge? Is there one judge or are there many judges? Could you have a conversation with this judge who sets the criteria of your worthiness? Is worthiness something that you're born with or that you earn? Are some people born with it? And if so, well, then it's completely out of their control. It's an accident of their birth, then, isn't it? So you can't really give them credit for it, nor could you give blame to those who didn't have that happy accident. What would constitute once and for all proving your worth? And you may find that it goes back, perhaps, to somebody like mom or dad. I have a client who has just started training for her first triathlon, which is a fantastic accomplishment for her to be training for this. And when we went back, we found that her father in particular, her parents, both of them, but her father in particular, had never supported her efforts athletically. Her brother was always the athletic star. He was typecast as the athletic one, and she was the one who shouldn't even bother. So for most of her adult life, until now, she hasn't even bothered because they never cared. And so now, as she has decided to ignore or quiet all of that conditioning, all those opinions that belonged to her parents, and train for this triathlon, she went and she told her parents that she was going to train for a triathlon, that she was, in fact, training. How did her parents react? With complete and utter disbelief, moving into completely ignoring it and pretending that she had never said anything. Now, if I were going to pick a person to prove my worth to, I don't think that I would prove it to someone like that who really doesn't care, who wouldn't be willing to give me even a chance. There'd be no point. I'd want to change the judge. Now, as you answer these questions, you may find that that rock that Sisyphus has been pushing up the hill suddenly becomes much smaller. Perhaps it becomes like a pebble, that he can simply skip up the hill, which becomes much more of a gentle slope in the landscape. And you could just gently kick that little pebble out of your way as you enjoy the journey. Or perhaps it's as if that wheel in the hamster cage magically lays down and spreads itself out and becomes a gentle path for you to follow with beautiful scenery along the way. And as you shift this need to prove yourself to a desire to take great care of yourself and enjoy the experience, you may find yourself carving out more time for you and giving your boss or your family or the volunteer organizations that you participate in clear feedback on what you do and don't want to do to have the kind of work-life balance that you want. And you can perhaps find yourself finding enough time to get wonderful, restful sleep. Mamma mia, we're out of time for today, and I still haven't gotten to the part where we talk about what happens if you're fine about getting into bed and having enough time for sleep, but you're not getting quality snoozing time when you're in bed. And that's where we're going on the next episodes of Inside Out Weight Loss. That brings us to the end of our show today. Thank you for being present. Did you know that if you have 2 or 3 unlistened to episodes of any podcast, iTunes will automatically unsubscribe you? Well, they do, and you will have to resubscribe. And there's now a reliable way to ensure you get the very latest episode of Inside Out Weight Loss. Get an email notification the minute a new episode is posted so you can make sure that you get it. Just go to personallifemedia.com/signup and register for free email notifications. This is your host, Renee Stevens, and I am on a mission to eradicate the weight struggle from the planet, enabling you to develop and share your abundant soul's gifts. Join me as we evolve the world by evolving ourselves. Take good care.
Find more great shows like this on personallifemedia.com.